And some sort of reaction he feels within him. But at the bottom he feels some prospect. A man wants to foreign country to earn money, leaves his family, they feel some pain. But at heart, they also can realize that he is going to bring money which will please us, satisfy us. We will be able to enjoy. So at least here, the one party who is living this world of the association of misconception, ostentatiously, apparently he feels pain in his movement, but at heart he gets some hope of bright future, so he can live. And at that time, due to our attraction for the mischievous world, at that stage, that is still struggle, painful struggle, but still at the bottom, some bright hope of some unparalleled nectarine taste of life. The struggle does not always mean painfulness. In certain stage it's painful. Really, and so really means Maya, that is misconception, due to misconception. And we find also the symptoms of pain there in Krishna Lila. But that is not pain really, apparent pain. Krishna told that he will come to a particular kunja and Radharani with her party went there. But he did not come. Kalahantarita, this man, all these things, that is painful. That is painful. But bahire bishad jala hai bhidhari anandamaya. Our sweetest sons are those that tell of saddest things. Our externality is sad, but internally it is sweet. Things are such possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur.
Well,
I'll take the name. In the beginning, we think it's our duty to count so many rounds. Sometimes it is painful. But when we get the taste in the name, then the inner tendency excites us to take name more and more and more. Not as a duty. Anyhow, to finish 16 rounds. Similarly, many things. When the ruchi, the inner taste, we can acquire for that particular service, it is happy. Until and unless we acquire that position, that and that test, it, as a duty we are to do, at that time we may feel some sort of pain. So sadhana dasa, that is little painful on the whole. And then bhava dasa, then it is sweet. Savandasa, and sweetness, of course, underground everywhere. Otherwise, why he should be tempted to go to that path? Only for the hope of sweetness. Still, if we want to see by analysis, then Savandasa, then Varandasa, then Sadhandasa. The sadhana dasa, after that, it is a little painful. Then apandasa, rapandasa, this is very sweet. And what pain is seen there, that is all apparent. And materially that is sweet. As I gave the example, that sugar made leaf of neem tree, that is not bitter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaura, Lai Gaura, Hare Krishna, Gaura, Hare Gaura.
Siddhanta bolya chitta na karo honor, jyavitya Krishna na kishmuri roman.
Maharaj says sometimes we may think, we may misguide it to think that we must not study the books and to analyze it, to know every part of it. Why it is necessary? This is knowledge, gan, and it is anti-devotion. So we may avoid and we may go on taking them. And however there is some explanation about the devotional school, we try to avoid it. But he says that it is not happy always, because to know from the proper source, we get some sort of knowledge which gives us, impetus for going on in our sadhana. Siddhanta Bodhya Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sanatana Goswami is the Acharya of Siddhanta. What is what? Siddhanta. What is the necessity of knowing what is what? I shall go on chanting them. And however there is any class is taken to explain Bhagavatam, Charitamritam, they avoid. That is our knowledge. Gyani prayas mudabhat. But it is not always so. That gan is mere gan, but which gives us a real conception of what devotee, what God is. That sort of gan, that sort of sadhana, which is coming from the genuine source. It is the warning is given because anyone may give interpretation of any type in the revealed scriptures. So avoid such only to know anything. Whatever anyone will say, you will run there to learn something. That is, that should be avoided. But when anything, any illumination, a revelation coming from a real agent, we try higher than us, we should be very earnest to hear those things that will consolidate our position and help us to go on, go ahead on our way of sadhana. That should not be eliminated as knowledge. The Siddhanta, who is Krishna, he is Swayam Bhagavan, who is Narayana, where are there 24 layers of misconception, and the Vaikuntha Goloka, and who is Baladeva, all these different rasa, all these things are being explained, and I shall say, no, this is all Ganam, dismiss it and take the name. But this is the foolishness. This is the idleness, should be considered as indolence or idleness. That sort of knowledge will be enhance our faith more profoundly. That should be invited automatically. One should invite that that sort of discussion. Bodhayam tat parasparam. Then another thing, ishtogoshti. In Bhagavad Gita, matchitta madgata prana, bodhayam tat parasparam, kathayam tastimam nittam tushyanti charamanti. In the association of the sadhus to discuss about him from different standpoints, that is not knowledge which should be abundant. That is encouraged, that is automatic, that is natural. Natural, it will come. Ishtogoshti. Ishtogoshti. Goshti means a combination. Ishto, avishto, desirable companion. And we must talk about him. This is a necessary part of devotion. Tascha gunakhyane, asaktistad basati sthale. When bhava bhakti comes, automatically these things will come. Ki gataki bhava bhakti, khanti, rabbattha kalakta, virakti, vamasunnata, asabanda samutkanta, namugane, sajaruchi, asaktistad gunakhyane. I am sadhu, spontaneously out of his own accord, he is expressing so many qualities of Krishna, and if we go away within that, that will be suicidal. Asakti, the good qualities of Krishna are being explained through this agent. I must try to give my ear. Then otherwise, why the ear is created? It is created only to receive his teachings. Brain only to receive his teachings. They all must be have fulfillment. Asaktistad gunakhyani, pritistad vasati iktadayun bhavasu yata bhavan kulidam. And the bhava bhakti will arise in one's head, in one's heart, then all these expressions will come out in the devotee. Gaur-hari-bol, Krishna-katha, Hari-katha. Why the Bhagavat is there? Why Gita is there? The adjustment, so many gradations. What is Maya? What is Swarup Shakti? What is real knowledge? And what is misconceived apparent knowledge, all these things we have to know to a certain extent and to avoid the avoidable, undesirable, and accept the desirable. Some sort of knowledge is needed. Presupposes every step in our progress. Bhagyani prayasa mudupasya, that does not mean that we must not talk about Krishna amongst us. And when a sadhu is explaining his Rup Gundila, we shall run away from that place. It is not like that. That is meant this, the Sankhya, Kapila Patanjali, Yauvana Buddhist school. And that is also meant for the beginner. And the preacher, they have to come in contact with everything to smash them. Sometimes then, that knowledge necessary can come from within. There is a stage of devotion when the necessary knowledge comes from within, automatically, revealed from the heart. A stage, that is a stage of bhakti, where things occur in this way. Through revelation, you can know what is what. What is what? Without studying, by internal supply, Chaitya Guru, sometimes knowledge about devotion may come to us. generally by hearing from the lips of the devotees. The Krishna, the Vrindavan, that is not even want of knowledge, that is not want of grandeur and awe, what is found in Vaikuntha. It is there. But when this ananda takes the better part of chit-chetam, then it is said that don't try much to knowledge. Knowledge, the first chit-ananda, chit-chetam, to know. By knowing, we cannot have anything and everything. By the faculty of knowing and understanding. But the real thing comes automatically to us by service. And there is also a sort of knowledge, departmental knowledge, and that is automatic. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Gaurhari, 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 Nijai Gaurhari, Gaurhari.
Arekta ki, ki Bhagavata kata Srimad Bhagavata Rupurāya Mamala, Kalvaksa Vālantiya, Jasmin.
Jasmin, Srimad Bhagavata Rupurāya Mamala, Jad Vaishnavānaṁ Kriyam, Jasmin, Maganam Parangiyate, Jasmin Nashkarna Sahitam, Jasmin Gyana Virago Bhakti Sahitam Nashkarna Mahavishkatam.
Vicharana
Paru Bhakti Apamuchyan Nara. Tatsinnan Supathan Vicharana Paru Bhakti Apamuchyan Nara. Srimad Bhagavatam, in the conclusion, concluding stanzas in Bhagavatam. Sarvavilam tasaram yad bhamhapmikattalakkhanam, nearby this is all. Srimad Bhagavatam puranamamadam. What is this Bhagavatam? I have finished in the beginning, dharma prajjita kaita bhutta paramo. And also, mujjanti yatshulaya, what I am going to say here, about the conception of the whole, including you, your interest, what type of that? And after finishing also Vedabhyasa, comes to say, what I promised in the beginning, I have given you that all to you. And what is that? The tattva jiggasa. Tattva jiggasa, that is the inquiry after the truth, satyam param. I promised that I shall deal in this book about param satya. Not mere truth, but very sweet truth, or the harsh truth I shall try to deal with here in this book. That was in the beginning. And here also in the conclusion he said, Srimad Bhagavatam, what is this Bhagavatam? What I have mentioned here? Puranam Avalam, the purest of the pure, the Puran. Puran means two types of interpretation. Puran. Puran means where the very the knowledge which existed very in the most ancient time that has been represented here. The primary things. Which occurred in the primary stage of creation. That has been recorded here. And another, Puranatiti Puran. Puran means very ancient. Purano. Another, Puranatiti, Vedartha Puranat. What has been described in the Vedas, that is not sufficient as a supplementary to that, these books have been written. So it will be taken as supplementary to Vedanta Upanishad, Artha Puranath. It will fulfill, then help them to take fulfillment of their purpose of the Shastra, Puranath and Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam. It is the purest type of Purana, where I have dealt from the ancient, and also I have supplied what is not very explicit in the revealed scriptures like Veda Upanishad. Purana Mamalam. Jat Vaishnavanam Priyam. And especially it is very favorite to the Vaishnava, Vishnu Bhakta. Vishnu Bhakta. Who is Vaishnava? Not even Vidum Sarthagatim, he Vishnu. Vishnu, the most subtle, pervading spirit everywhere. Just as like ether. Ether can be everywhere, within and without all these different conceptions of creation. The most fundamental thing. So, Vishnu, ja, idam Vishnu vapnuti. That is Vasudev, who is everywhere and everything in him, that finest substance. So Vaishnava, those that are connected with that most fundamental layer of creation, of existence, they are Vaishnava. Not superficial. They are connected and engaged in the superficial thing, which is going and coming and going. But the permanent, realistic, most fundamental existence of all things, basis, that is Vaishnava. But Vaishnava Nam Priyam, this is favorite to those that are engaged in their eternal duty and whose understanding cannot have to be modified by local demand of time and space. Vaishnavanam priyam jasmin paramahamsam ekam amalam gyanam param giyate. What I have dealt directly here, paramahamsa. Paramahamsa mekam amalam. Uncontaminated by any thought of relative existence, but absolute standpoint has been considered here. Everything from the absolute standpoint, not any partial or any relative position. It has been seen. It has been seen from the highest, the standard of highest center. That angle of vision. The things have been dealt here. Connecting it with the highest center of our understanding and achievement. Paramahamsa mekam amalam, and the most purified position. No anomaly, no reaction can come on this. Paramahamsa mamalam, ekam param gyanam yati, that sort of knowledge has been dealt with here. This means, paramahamsa mamalam gyanam param yati, jas sinnam supatan vicharana paru. Yatra gyanam virago bhakti sahitam naishkanya mahavishvitam. That is also another a very wonderful statement. Naishkarma. It is a general tendency in the life that this struggle, as I was told, the labor and relief, as we find in Bible, when Adam and Eve was a swarnagata in heaven, their sustenance was automatic. And when they fell here, fell down, then to earn their bread by the sweat of their brow, labor and relief. And it is a very low form of dishonorable form of life. If I want to live, I must have to labor. Then I can earn my bread and then live. So noishkarma can not any sort of life may be discovered where without labor one can live. Without labor one can live. Naishkarmam. From the beginning of the existence such a tendency is following in the life. It is dishonorable that in order to sustain us we shall have to labor. For our own maintenance we have to labor. We are forced to labor. So noishkarmam paraman siddhi. Noishkarmam. No work. We shall live without work. Without labor. How that is to be achieved? The struggle for food, now it is very patent in the whole of the world. How the number of population is growing and the foodstuff, what we is necessary for our civilization, to save, to keep up our life, that is being spent up, that will be finished, and how the generation will be the problem. Grow more food. This program. No, Tadagata. So Jnana Virago Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarma Mahabhishkaram. So the Buddhist school, the Shankara school, they want to discover a place where without labor one can live. Buddha says that no life is necessary. No labor, no life, no existence. We can do away with our existence. It is a mania to keep up existence in the struggling world. Do away with the mania. Why should you live at all? So, Nirvana, this spaghetti Nirvana. No existence means troublesome. So, do away with the. This is a mania. You drive this mania from your brain that you want to live. Why? What necessity is there to live? This is a mania. Live it up. This is the Buddhist school. And Shankara says, of course, there is. This life is not desirable. That we are always suffer from some injury, some a sort of death, always, that is mortality, that always some force is coming and taking us away, diminishing us, and ultimately we die. We are challenged by this slow death, slow poison. It is not desirable. It is true. Then, what is the solution? Shankara says the solution, that this sort of individual endeavor to keep up one's own self, this is undesirable. There is no possibility of keeping individuality and at the same time to enjoy real peace, eternal peace. So, the charm of individual life you will have to give up. There is one Brahma and he is happy. That is a happy conception. And you are mere reflection to that. Everywhere that Brahma has reflected and he created this mischievous individual ego or consciousness. Don't be very much eager to keep up this false ego. Resolve it. And the Brahma is there. You are not affected. So you, as you are, there cannot be any cure of your disease. That you can get out of this influence of the environment of mortality. Every moment you are losing yourself some way or other. This cannot be solved. But Bhagavatam says, I have given here a proper solution. Jnana virāga bhakti sahitam. The virāga, the Buddhist, they profess about abnegation, vairagya. Why do you, this is a mania, you give it up totally, vairagya, tag. And Shankaracharya, by his Vedanta Vichara and things, says, the Brahma is there, you are only a reflection. Really, in your right form, you are Brahma, this thing cannot approach there, Brahma. So in this concocted side of your own ego, egoistic existence, is stopped, then, of course, the pain is stopped there. But Bhagavatam says, I have recommended such vairagya or abnegation, our detachment to the environment, and I have discussed with such knowledge that you can keep up your own individuality, individual interest, and prospect everything. With bhakti, the devotion, dedication, I have inaugurated a new conception of life to you all. You can be saved only through devotion. To dedication you can save. By exploitation you are to die. And by abnegation also, you are to merge in to a sort of cipher. That is, Viraja Brahmaluk, you are to merge there in some unknown quarter and not to rise again from there. But I recommend a particular, this vairagya and the jnana, and it is embraced by devotion, dedication, self-dedication. Then your inner true self can live forever and happy. Daishkadvam, and no labor, no pain of labor, the labor of love, that is innate function of your own soul. Jnana virāga bhakti sahitam naishkadvam aviṣkṛtam. The conception that labor is dishonorable, it is reactionary. With labor, and armed labor, things vanishes, diminishes, attacked by death. These difficulties have been all eliminated. What recommendation I have given here in Bhagavatam for your life. Gyan virag bhakti sahitam naskadmam aviskritam yatra gyan virag bhakti sahitam. Vairagya and gyan embraced with bhakti, devotion. Devotion means dedication, life of dedication. This exploitation and renunciation you can shake off. Don't you have to depend on them. They have been absolved. Renunciation is in devotion. And to maintain your individuality, that is also here. You can get food, everything. But the labor to maintain your this reactionary existence and the whole self dedication for this center and the wage that comes from there, it is a happy thing. I have harmonized this Gyan Vairagya, etc., coloring it, but more by supplying the very life of them in devotion, you can maintain your individuality, your activity, your prospect, and at the same time you can find immense peace in your life, ecstasy, a happy life, happy eternal life I have offered only by adding dedication to this renunciation and exploitation. I have Mishkat Mama Abhishkitam. You will energize, but it will not come under the section of karma, as a which feature has got reaction in its turn. Not under that jurisdiction. But energizing will be there for the center. Yogyathat karmanannatra lukuyam karmabandhana. Do only for the center. Otherwise, you will be tied down with the reaction. So, I have made it clear that a life, a very laudable life, is possible for us if we take to dedication to the highest center. And that is not dishonorable, and that is not tiresome, and that is no ignorance. Gyan virago bhakti saitam nashkan mama avishkritam tat sinnan supathan vicharana paru bhakta pramuchyan nara. So you take this course, this task of bhakti I have recommended for you, then if you attain to that, what I have said for you, attentively, tasinnan, supathan, and try to get an adjustment from hearing, from the real source, from real sadhu, then you will get proper adjustment, supathan, well reading. Well reading means from a proper source, not digestment, well digested way, proper adjustment way, supathan, proper understanding, supathan, vicharana paru, and then you may keep all sorts of anti-proposals, and that all will be harmonized here. None can achieve it. It will acquire victory for all possible suggestions of knowledge and conceptions. Vicharana paru bhakta pramuchyannara. That only by devotion, by dedication, anyone, any man, very easily will cross this ignorance of and the world of suffering. So vichar, we are not, as I told, that Swami Maharaj has asked his disciples, don't mix with any other. That is in a minor stage. But when grown up, you meet anyone and everyone and smash them. So here also, vicharana paru, supathan, vicharana paru. So don't be afraid of vichar. Are you less strong? You have got every strength to defeat every source of thoughts in the world. Vicharana paru, not lacking in vichar. But you have to put the vichar has got its gradation. A boy of a few months, he may not understand what one can understand in age 16 or 20 or so. So, bhakta vicharana paru, bhakta abhimuchya maro, vichar. When you are in a position, that is a safe position, then any sort of vichar will come and you will throw them, negligently showing their futility. Vicharana paru, bhakta abhimuchya maro. Bhakta means seva. Seva is everything. Except dedication. Dedication, proper life is there. In dedicating and self-distributing, not self-aggrandizing. We can live in seva. Bhakta pramuchya, all the difficulties will be removed if we take to the line of dedication. Everything, your individuality, your environment, your prospect, everything would be there. Only angle of vision should be changed. And that angle of vision to be acquired that through the center. Through the central interest you try to understand that everything will be sent, will be seen through this center, central relationship. Who is he? I shall go to the center, and who is, how he is related to the center, how I am related to the center, and they come through that. Bhagavata says here that Pashyati Sadvatta Din Gita Bhagavata Mahabhagavata Lakshan Taki Atmana Sadvabhuteshu Yatpashyet Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanascha. In every place you try to locate what is position in accordance with the center. Calculate what is its position in the center. And then with that angle of vision, you try to establish your relationship with him. Take the center within the control. Bhagavad Bhavan first. What position he holds in the eye of the center? Bhagavad Bhavan. Then Atmana. And following that, you will see what is your relation. Atmana. This is what is necessary. As adjustment with anything and everything only by the interest of the center. Bhakta. This is bhakta pramuchya nara. So anyone you be, you will get relief. Relief from all undesirability. This is Bhagavad. Kata bhajla.
Das.
Dash, कई नंदन सार सुधमत की जाए, नवदीप धाम की जाए, गुरु हरि बोल।